know what? Yeah. Basically, we've been sitting here for the last 20 minutes trying to think of an intro, and we really can't think of an intro much better than this.
That was Penknife Love Life with Touch Me Again and I'll Stab a Screwdriver into Your Face.
No, Charlie, you have to give them the name of the song. That's what you do, you have to give them the name of the song. Look, I know we had that fight before.
Okay, sorry.
And
Well, that's what you get if you touch me again, okay? Right, the name of the song is Touch Me Again and I'll Stab a Screwdriver into Your Face. Oh, it's the same.
Oh. It's how you feel towards me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Penknife Love Life played, they're playing tonight, but this will probably be released tomorrow, so last night.
Yeah.
Upstairs at the Garage.
Young band. They're quite good, I'd say.
I would say they're pretty damn good.
Yeah. we're going to talk a little bit about some comments we received on our MySpace. We haven't received many.
I think that might be due to the lack of listeners.
Yeah.
If you are a listener, tell people.
Yeah.
To just download one of our podcasts.
Spread the gospel.
And if they like it, come on, it's only a podcast.
It's free.
If
you
don't like it, you can just delete it afterwards.
Yeah. But we're gonna deal with the comments we did get.
Yeah. We got one from Acer, who was asking for two bands, Curl Up and Die. And Dashboard Confessional.
A good contrast there.
Yeah, I like that. Very hard. I was hardcore and mainstreamer. He's obviously been listening to the podcast.
Yeah. He's got the idea of the podcast down.
Got it down. We will try and play those bands, but we have to ask them.
We have to get clearance for all the songs that we play.
Otherwise, we wouldn't be on the air. They close down our podcast. We don't want that because it's only our second podcast. Yeah, so we'll try and get those bands. We'll email them this evening or try and contact them and get those songs. If you should probably next time request particular songs.
Yeah.
If you want a particular song, that'd be cool. Yeah. What other comments did we get? Get anything?
We got one from. Well, I'm not really sure how to go about this subject. We got a comment from a guy called Sam. Complaining. Well, firstly, he complained that there'd be too much emo on the podcast. Then complained that he couldn't actually download it. Kind of contradicted yourself there, Sam.
Wait. How can he know there's too much emo in it?
What?
If he can't download it?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But he then threatened us with setting up a rival NME podcast. And you know what, Sam? Do it. Do what you want.
Do it.
Do what you want. Duck hard. Do what you want. Yeah? Because, you know...
Duck hard.
All music is good. So, whether it's NME or emo, just do it.
Go ahead and make yourself a podcast.
It's fun.
But if you do, you have to give us money because it was...
Yeah.
We're telling you to do it.
So and we plugged you on our show as well.
Yeah, so technically it's our idea. So, it's about 60 grand?
Yeah. A year. So that's 60 grand a year. We'll be sending the contract over to you shortly.
Should we play a song now?
Let's play a song.
Okay.
Like you do, sweat, I'm telling you the
Fry with Act 1, Scene 1. Coincidentally, an album that Charlie recommended last week.
Yep. Song, an album I recommended last week. It's my favourite song on the album.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to play it. They're a good band. They're supporting the Bleds, 1st of December.
We're going.
We would say hi to you, but you can't see our faces. So
just shout our names.
Just shout mainstreamo, and we might turn around. Depends how brave we feel.
Yeah. Do you think given that we've just talked about your recommendation from last week, we should go in? Brace yourself!
You know what that means, kids. That's right.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
We didn't even put that in. It just came from nowhere. What are recommendations?
I don't know.
Yeah, you went first last week, so you can go first again.
I think my recommendation of the week is going to be Armour for Sleep. Their new album. It's quite new. It's basically a concept album about a guy who dies and then comes back to, or he's a ghost and he comes back and like tries to get his girlfriend to see him, I think. Not really sure.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. Yeah, just good album. Your recommendation for the week, Charlie?
I don't know, to be honest.
You haven't got one?
I haven't got one this week.
Does that mean I get two?
If you want, yeah.
Alright. Then my other one is going to be the new Thrice album, Vihaisu. Is that alright with you?
I thought it was... Is it Vihaisu or is it just...
Well, I thought the whole thing was it was meant to sound like that, like German Vihaisu.
I thought it was just called
Visu. I thought it was
Vihaisu.
Well,
Thrice, could you email us and tell us how to pronounce your album?
Whatever it's called, that's the
other. Or if someone knows how to pronounce it, just contact us.
Mm. But yeah. It's a really cool album. It's got like, these all like really eclectic parts. And then just really kind of chilled out bits, and then really cool heavy bits as well.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's as good as their old stuff, but they've definitely progressed. And I hate it when bands come out with albums and they just haven't progressed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They haven't even attempted to try again, to try and you know do something new with their music.
Yeah.
And Thrice definitely have. So yeah. Thrice. Woo!
Okay, my non-emo recommendation, it's not really an album, it's just a song. It's from, you know, that Sony advert with all the balls flying about.
Oh, yeah. It's
well cool on the song. It's called Heartbeats by Jose Gonzalez.
Sorry, by who?
Jose Gonzalez. Or Jose Gonzalez. I bought it off of iTunes. Yes, it has all the little E's of the things and things, so I just feel like saying it like Jose Gonzalez.
Fair enough.
It's a really, really nice song. It's quite short.
Do you know what it's called? Or did you just say?
I just said, yeah, it's called Heartbeats.
Alright. Actually, no.
Does that mean I get two?
No, actually, I do. I do, actually.
I didn't have a second one.
Well, I do. It's kind of like an electro jazz album. By a group called Jager Jazzist, and I think the album's called What We Must, and it's just like a really cool fusion of like electronica and jazz, and the saxophone player is really good. Yeah, so Jager Jazzist is my recommendation.
Okay.
Are we going to go into another song?
Yeah.
Now, right. Brace yourself!
Actually, not now, because I want to talk about this band first.
What band?
The Obstacle Curse. I mean, Race. Sorry. Said something about that band being on podcast.
Obstacle Curse. That reminds me of a podcast that goes out.
That is now sponsored by a nice acne cream.
Yeah. I mean, Martina, if you're listening, which I don't think you are.
Because you've got pretty more important.
Yeah, you're probably doing a zit cream or whatever. Don't sell out.
Does she have zits? I've seen the photos of her on the page and she seems to have quite clear skin.
I don't understand it. I don't care if it's natural. You're selling out, girl.
Yeah, come on. Get your act together. That's not emo selling out. Car.
And you call yourself emo girl talk.
Yeah.
Wait, anyway.
By the way, also, right, I'd like to say to Martina, if she's listening, I was going to email her, but I might as well say it now. Yeah, talking about the OC, I don't really like that because I kind of live in the UK.
Yeah.
And I don't know who half his characters are because they've been introduced to me. It kind of ruined like the first half of the series for me. I was sitting there, I was, you know, just sitting down into the podcast, all of a sudden half an OC episode explained. I'm like, what the hell, whole thing ruined. So I'm not saying don't do it, because you just say
warning.
We're going to talk about the OC. Yeah. You just kind of just went into it, and I just didn't have enough time to like react to the name Seth and Summer. Just didn't have enough time. Anyway, obstacle race.
Curse. Yeah. Obstacle race. That's my brother's band, actually.
Really?
Yes. His name's Lewis. And this song is called
Obliterating Altitudes.
Yeah. So here it is.
And avionics, obliterating altitude and avionics.
We messed up. Sorry, the obstacle curse.
Stop saying that.
Sorry, obstacle race, sorry.
Tina Butler's gonna hate us.
Sorry.
He probably already does.
You can check them out, myspace.com/...
The obstacle race,
I'm guessing. They're only 15, yeah. Youngsters.
Yeah.
Out of the womb.
Their bassist recently left.
Yeah, so this is a call. For any 15-year-old bass players, yeah?
Yeah, 15-year-old bass players. Or I don't know, they might want some 14-year-old or 16-year-old bass players. Who knows?
Well, we're not really going to talk on their behalf, yeah. Are we? So just bass players, really.
Bass players.
Bass players.
who like the obstacle race.
Yeah, just
yeah, not the obstacle curse, obstacle race.
Yeah, there isn't a band called the Obstacle Curse.
How do you know?
Well, I don't know, but that should be a really bad name. Anyway.
Yeah, we've got a
emo quote. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, emo quote. But I'm not doing like Nathan's emo quote and my emo quote. We're doing one
almighty emo quote. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't call
basically,
it almighty,
but... we were kind of a bit too lazy to do individual ones. So
lazy.
Yeah.
Us.
So
yeah. So
here it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Rush for the door! Whoa! Bring me back! Bring me out back! I smell that whore.
Wow.
Bring me back.
Bring me a brick.
Hmm. Quite angry.
Well, yeah. It's a hardcore quote, really. Not emo. But we need to find a really true emo quote for next week.
True.
That's not so hardcore.
My one all about doves is quite good.
Yeah, but the bed are like pretty heavy.
I've just come up with a quote.
What?
Do.
What?
This. Whoa, Romeo is bleeding to death. Very emo. Ethan doesn't like that song.
I don't like the song.
Ethan doesn't like
it. I don't like the song.
Well, we only played part of it.
I don't like the song.
Okay. Well, that's a great way to end this week's podcast.
I don't like the song.
He doesn't like the song. Well, come up with a good song to start next week with then, Nathan.
I will.
You can email us at mainstrut-emo@hotmail.com or go to www.myspace.com/mainstrut-emo and just say what you want. I'd like to thank Asa for the comments and Sam for the comments, even though we never even
dark eyed.
He's not really a dark eyed. He's more of a dickhead. Not
what?
A dickhead.
I don't like the song.
don't like the song, yeah. And Martina Button has stopped selling out. And by the way, if you Acne Cream try and sponsor us, and anyone try to sponsor us, we're not in it for the bloody money.
Unless you want to give us like free good cool stuff though. Yo, don't like, you know, cut all off.
No, man, that's not emo. You're a sellout, Nathan.
Don't cut off all ties.
Nathan's a sellout.
Don't cut off all ties.
All right. No time. It's a sellout.
Dark heart.
Nathan is a sellout. Nathan.
Disgust.
Is a sellout.
Am I a sellout? If someone wants to give me free stuff for me speaking to a computer for half an hour. If someone wants to give me free stuff for speaking to...
If someone wants to give you free stuff for selling out, then that's selling out.
No, that doesn't make sense. If someone wants to...
Then why are you saying Martina Butler's selling out?
Because she's doing it for like acne cream.
Yeah. She might really like acne cream.
Yeah,
she doesn't have acne.
She
might really like
the
smell.
She doesn't have acne.
She might be using the cream and therefore she doesn't have acne.
Look, this is okay. Next week, discuss. Am I selling out by saying that if like a guitar company or some reason like wanted to come and sponsor me and they didn't give you a guitar, they only gave me a guitar, that's slightly selling out, but for a good reason. Discuss. See you next time.